Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Commercial property insurer FM Global unveiled its 2024 Resilience Index with key updates to reflect the rapidly changing nature of risks faced by global businesses. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Christopher Micah, Staff Vice President of Data Visualization and Reporting for FM Global. Christopher, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
So, Christopher, tell us a little bit about the index.
Yeah, so the FM Global Resilience Index, this is the 11th year it's been in existence. I would say at its heart and soul, it's a long-term planning tool that businesses can use to assess their relative resilience of various countries and regions across the world.
So who are some of the more resilient countries according to the index?
Well, generally we see, and this year is no different, but typically we see the central European countries leading the way. So they do a great job of leading the way in renewable energies. And so greenhouse gas emissions, climate change exposure, and that sort of thing. So Denmark takes the top spot this year, followed by Luxembourg, Switzerland, Germany, Sweden, Singapore is in there as well.
So let's flip to the other end of the spectrum. Who are some of the least resilient?
Yeah, so some of the least resilient, we'll see some of the smaller countries in Central and South America, typically low GDP, high level of corruption potential, political risk, low level of education generally, and that's what we see there.
Hey, I got to ask, where does the U.S. fall in the rankings?
Yeah, so we split the U.S. into three zones. The U.S. Zone 3 is this year ranked number 10, so that's central U.S.
And were there any significant changes in the rankings from the previous year?
Yeah, I think when looking at some specific drivers or factors that we use, some of the things that stood out to me were Australia. We're looking at resource scarcity and water stress this year as a new factor that we introduced. And compared to last year, Australia actually rose 7 ranks in that factor. And so you think of Australia as sort of this, you know, it's an island country or continent, but you think of it as sort of an arid type of environment. But, you know, they've done a fantastic job over the past year of incorporating water saving features, you know, in households across that country. And what we see is more than a quarter of Australian homes are collecting and storing rainwater for domestic use. So they're doing a really good job there. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you know, we see obviously Russia and Ukraine and political crises and conflicts over there. So they've fallen quite a bit in geopolitical instability and logistics, supply chain, and that sort of thing.
Christopher, were there any surprises as far as you were concerned in the CIRIS report?
I don't think so this year. You know, one thing we did see was Iran dropping about 52 ranks in logistics. Now, you know, that's due to a lot of the conflict in that region, the Red Sea area and that sort of thing. But that was quite a precipitous drop.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So I got to ask, what are some of the factors considered in the index? And I know you touched a little bit on it, but can you dive a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, certainly. So this year we have 18 total factors. All of the data that we gather is from public sources. So you think of the International Monetary Fund, the UN, the World Bank, respected institutions like that. We gather the data. And so we did introduce 6 new factors this year. And we mentioned climate change exposure, greenhouse gas emissions, inflation, education, water stress, and internet usage are some of the new ones that we have.
Interesting. Do you think we've become a more resilient society?
I think certainly we are. You know, I think when you take a look at some of these factors and some of the work that, you know, some of the regions are doing to mitigate some of this risk, I think it's pretty clear that we are. Now, some of those might be, climate change risk that they're improving upon. Some might be, as we talked earlier, the resource scarcity that they're improving upon, that sort of thing. But it certainly is on top of everyone's minds. And I think they're doing a great job of moving in the right direction.
Are you finding that resilience to be a more important both for countries and municipalities as well as insurers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you're not, you know, if you're not thinking about these things already, you know, I think you're doing a disservice just in terms of, you know, what the future holds for us. I think countries, municipalities, and businesses as a whole have to prepare for that. And so, I think with this tool, they can start to do that. So, you know, I think the key point here is, as far as the resilience index goes, they can use this as a tool to compare, you know, what countries or regions are taking those measures to become more resilient in the future. And maybe that's where these companies want to invest their capital or, you know, build new facilities and that sort of thing in the future, right?
So, Christopher, what's the conclusion? What's the big takeaway for this year's resilience index?
Well, I think it's probably no surprise, but, climate change is a big topic, climate change exposure, but also, you know, what are you doing to mitigate those risks of climate change now and in the future? And also the geopolitical instability, you know, logistics. I think overall, countries have done a good job of improving their supply chain since the pandemic. But there are still hotspots that we see, and we talked about those in terms of the Red Sea, Gaza, and Ukraine. So I think those are the big takeaways.
Christopher, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
That was Christopher Mica, Staff Vice President of Data Visualization and Reporting for FM Global. And I'm John Weber for IM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.